By the turn of the 20th century, those who'd arrived as immigrants 50 years earlier to work in the slate quarries had been assimilated. By now, they'd built fine houses, and their children and grandchildren were working in the trades and professions. The earliest and largest of these immigrant groups, the Welsh, built this Welsh Presbyterian church in 1901. Sheathed in multicolored slate and sitting on a quarry stone foundation, this church reflects the work and the spirit of its parishioners. It features straight and uplifting Gothic structures contrasted with such Queen Anne filigree as fish scale and diamond shingles. In the 1920s and 30s, this church sponsored the Welsh Male Chorus, whose singers performed nationally. Today, it's the last surviving Welsh church in Vermont. Return now to where we began our walk. Cross at the stoplight to the stone bridge.